So everybody's telling us we need a social media strategy. We need to be engaging with our customers via Facebook and Twitter and, I don't know, even audio booths, who knows. But we're supposed to be kind of getting out there and talking and interacting and having a real conversation. And I entirely agree with that. I think it is really important that we do more than broadcast at people, but that we actually talk to them and have a conversation. However, with that, there's a whole load of new skills to learn in terms of managing people and managing communities and avoiding flame wars and all of that kind of good stuff. I remember giving a presentation right back in 2006 where really before, you know, social media was quite the thing that it is today, talking about how to manage communities, how to work with communities, how to avoid disagreements, how to handle them when they happen and stuff like that. But even if you've read all of that stuff, and even if you think you know what you're doing, you need to be very careful and keep on guard. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I posted an audio boo where I basically slagged off Flash. And that came about because before I posted that audio boo, I had an argument with somebody about Flash. And so what I did is, instead of stopping and considering and carefully working out my position, giving myself time to cool off before responding, I jumped in with an audio boo and let rip. And the result is that I made an idiot of myself and I kind of overstated my point. Now, I'm not saying that what I said wasn't partially right. I do believe that Flash is on the way out, but it's naive to think that it's, you know, gone right now. I think it's going to over the next year. But because I got wound up before I recorded the audio boo, I made a big mistake. So be careful when you're interacting with people online, because it's easy for things to escalate. It's easy for things to get out of control in the conversations that you have. Always take time, take a step back, listen to the feedback, and don't respond too quickly. It was a great piece of advice Daniel Burke gave me once in regards to this. And he's talking about Dig and the changes that they made to Dig. Whenever you release a new feature, or every time he released a new feature on Dig, the community, because obviously Dig is very community focused, would respond to that. And he'd get a big load of feedback, both positive and negative. He would then have this desire to instantly respond to that. But often he would make knee-jerk reactions to stuff, and that would lead to problems. So he got into the situation of saying, I'm going to release a new piece of design, then I'm going to wait 2 weeks and see what happens before I respond to it. I'm going to take time to cool off. Now, obviously, in a conversation, you can't wait 2 weeks, but don't always respond immediately. Take time to consider how you're going to, you know, respond to that and do it in a level-headed way. So there you go, a bit of a mixture of techniques. It is worth reading up on the whole thing of social media and handling communities and working with communities, because there are a lot of valuable lessons to be learned.